past 10, and now it's time for The Archers.
Aren't you coming in for breakfast? Oh, what's the matter? Had a blowout?
No, I've been cutting the electric off again.
Oh, I must tell Dad to pay the bill.
Ah, very funny. You wait till it happens when you are milking and you are the one fishing the clusters out the cow packs.
Oh, occupational hazard this time of year. It's nothing to do with the fuses. Why are you bothering to check?
Better safe than sorry.
Better in the warm, eating your bacon and eggs.
I suppose that means you're waiting for your breakfast.
Nope, I've had mine.
Lucky old you. I'll just sort this hose out.
You need yours. You're always grumpy when you're hungry.
Oh, it's such a lousy start to the day. It wouldn't be so bad if they cut it off properly.
Oh, yes, it would.
Well, at least you'd know where you were. But those little five-second cuts.
Very irritating. But it's all over now.
Four times that pump stopped. Four times I've had to put all the clusters back on again.
But you manage like the little trooper you are.
You're very cheerful this morning.
I just popped in to see Dad.
And your mum cooked your breakfast. I see.
No, I got him to agree to ring old Len Roberts this morning.
Who?
You know, I told you, the tenant of Red House Farm. See if it's true he's retiring. We could just do with those 80 acres.
So could a lot of people.
Yeah, well, they won't know about it yet. We wouldn't if Lizzie hadn't mentioned it.
She might have got it wrong.
Well, we'll find out this morning.
You will be tactful, won't you?
What is there to be tactful about? Either he's giving up or he's not.
Yeah, but look, do you want me to do it?
Don't worry, Dad knows how to handle it. They've known each other for years.
That won't cut much ice with Cameron. Has he got many old friends?
I don't know, why?
Trying to size up the opposition.
Oh.
Phil's going to ring him this morning. I'm not very busy.
Honestly, Ruth, it would be better if you left it to us. We know what we're doing.
Oh, it's such a good opportunity.
I know. Nice little parcel of land.
And the farmhouse. I suppose the Grundys might be interested. Their land adjoins, doesn't it?
They can't afford their own rent. And if Joe gets a hefty fine this week...
Is he in court this week?
Yep.
They're not calling you as a witness, are they?
No, I don't think so.
Are they going to call Mike?
Well, he didn't mention it last night. Mind you, he was too excited about Red House Farm to talk about much else.
You didn't tell him.
Well, yeah, it just slipped out. No, he's no danger. He couldn't possibly afford it.
That's not the point. He seems to be calming down a bit. He doesn't need anyone putting crazy ideas into his head.
Well, we'll just have to make sure we get the place, won't we? Before he's got time to do anything crazy.
Still hurts you, boy, doesn't it? Oh, yes, I'm not surprised.
Morning, Caroline.
Oh, dear. What's the matter with Ippy?
He caught his leg on some wire when we were out hunting.
Mm. That looks nasty.
Oh, steady, boy. It's all right. No, it didn't look as bad as that when he first did it.
Needed stitches, though. Did you get Robin out?
Yes. I'm just wondering if I should call him again.
Oh, I would. That's a nasty swelling.
I don't want him to think this is something else I'm neurotic about. It was awkward enough as it was.
Oh, I'm sure he wouldn't.
I was going to hose it with cold water, see if that helps.
Well, don't let me stop you. I just wanted a bit of advice.
Okay, just let me turn the tap on. What kind of advice?
I've made a decision.
Oh, dear. That sounds ominous.
I hope not. I've been thinking about it all weekend. And the thing is...
Just a sec, I can't hear you.
Oh.
Oh, that's better. Yes?
I've decided to move back into the bull.
Goodness. Here we are, boy. Let's see if this helps.
You think I'm wrong?
It's not for me to say.
Oh, come on, Caroline. Don't sit on the fence. I really need to know what you think.
Well, it's a big step.
Yeah, that's why it's taken me all weekend to decide. Sid asked me on Friday.
Oh, so it's his idea, really?
Well, it had to be. He threw me out. He had to ask me back.
Yes.
You don't think he really means it? Well, he does, Caroline. He's changed. He's changed a lot. I wouldn't consider it otherwise.
I'm sure he wants you back. He'd be mad not to. Steady there, boy. But, maybe he hasn't considered all the implications.
Yeah, but I know Lucy isn't going to be too pleased. They're so worried about her
now,
anyway.
Now, I wasn't talking about Lucy. It's a big step for you. You're giving up a lot.
What? My independence. Well, frankly, it's not worth as much as you'd think if it's thrust on you. And anyway...
Your job. You're really making quite a career for yourself here. I'd hate to see you throw it all away.
My job? I'm not going to give up my job.
You're not?
No!
Oh, thank goodness for that. Just a sec when I turn this off. I'll have to hose him properly later.
Oh, whatever gave you that idea?
Jean-Paul.
Oh, it's a mistake to tell him anything. He always gets the wrong end of the stick. I love my job. I wouldn't dream of giving it up.
Oh, that's a weight off my mind.
Part of the problem was me trying to be something I'm not. I need work outside the Bull, and Sid's got to understand that.
Yes. And Mr. Woolley's got to understand you won't be on the premises anymore.
Yeah.
He's not going to like it, is he? He just doesn't like change.
Oh, I don't want to upset him, not when he's been so good to me.
Do you want me to tell him?
No, that wouldn't be fair. But I thought you could give me some advice on the best way to handle him.
Catherine.
Morning, Sid.
You didn't tell me you were coming.
I thought I'd surprise you.
By doing the washing up, it's very nice of you, but...
By coming home.
Really? You're back for good?
My bags are upstairs, if that's all right.
All right. Oh, Cathy. Oh.
Cathy, you're squashing your shopping.
Who cares? I've got your back. That's all that matters. Oh.
Darling, I'm sorry, but I had to be absolutely sure. I've messed you about so much.
It's okay.
I must have been mad.
So don't think about it. You're back. It's all that matters, and I'm so happy.
Oh, so am I.
We don't open for another hour.
I know. I haven't forgotten the licensing hours. And I suppose you'd like me to help out in the bar?
You know what I mean. Oh, Cathy, let's go. Your suitcase is unpacked.
Yes, but look, there are a few things I need to say.
We can talk while we unpack them.
Darling, you know I still want to carry on with my job at the health club.
It's fine.
And I'm still going on holiday.
Of course you are.
You don't mind.
That would be silly not to. You'd lose your money.
Oh, it isn't just the money.
Yeah, you deserve a holiday after all you've been through. And so does Pauline.
Oh, you don't even know her.
She's one of my favourite people. I'm so grateful to her for not being Paul.
Oh, Sid, you are a fool.
I know. I am a fool. I'll let you go. I'm never going to make that mistake again.
Oh. And there's Lucy. We really should talk
never
about...
Never mind about Lucy. She'll survive. And I wouldn't have without you.
Oh, Sid. Oh, I've missed you. I've missed you so much.
Not as much as I've missed you.
And let's not argue about it.
So what about these cases, then?
Hmm? Oh, yes.
Would you like me to come and help you unpack?
Yes. Oh, Sid.
What's the matter?
I do love you.
And I love you, Cathy. So that's all right, then, isn't it?
So it's right. He is retiring.
Yep. He hasn't been happy there since his wife died. And Cameron's hoping to have the new tenant in by Lady Day.
Quick. And your dad's keen.
Oh, yeah. Well, we need more land. Now the farm's got two families to support.
I pull me weed.
Of course you do. I don't know how we manage without you.
So, what's the next move?
Well, we thought we'd have another chat with Elizabeth.
Why don't you go straight to Cameron?
Oh, we'd like to know if anyone else is interested.
I don't think we should hang about.
Morning, Ruth. David.
Hello, Robin. Hi, Mike.
Well, if we sit here.
Yeah, of course.
Talk to you, Mike.
Oh, yeah,
anything for anyone else?
No, thanks. We're fine. How are things at Bridge Farm? Tony keeping you busy?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I reckon I should be good for a few more weeks.
And then there should be more work about.
Well, I hope so. I'm going to need it.
Saving for something special?
Oh, yeah. The electric and gas, poll tax.
Ruth, trying to find out if you're interested in Red House Farm.
David.
Well, there's no point in beating about the bush.
Which I think lots of folks will be once the word gets round.
Well, that's not going to take very long.
So you're giving it serious thought?
Oh, yeah.
You see, David, I told you.
And I... seriously think I can't afford it.
Do you?
You see, Ruth, I told you.
Just have to be realistic about these things.
Yes, you do.
That's very sensible of you, Mike.
We've got the milk round. Work at Bridge Farm. Two lovely kids. Wife who's never let me down.
Yeah, great.
No, I talked it through with Robin and... seriously think I can't afford it.
Cathy, good morning.
Oh, Robin.
I'd like a Coke and a pint of Shires, please.
Coming up. If I can remember how to do this.
I'm sure you can.
Still cold out?
No, I think we might be in for a bit of a thaw.
Cathy?
Oh, good, it was all right.
Fine, thanks.
And he's got you back in harness already?
Not full time, though.
Hello, Caroline. How's your handsome horse?
Not very well, I'm afraid.
Oh, he's got a nasty swelling.
Round the cut. Would you like me to come and take another look?
You wouldn't think I was making an awful fuss.
No, of course not. It's as well to keep an eye on these things.
I have been hosing it with cold water.
Oh, that's good. But he may need some more antibiotics.
Here we are.
Thanks. There we are. That should be right.
Oh, thanks.
And can I say how pleased I am to see you back home? I'll pop up this afternoon, Caroline, if that's convenient.
Yes, fine.
Oh, no. How embarrassing.
Yes.
You might know the first person I'd have to serve when I got back would be the vicar.
What?
Oh, sorry, Cathy. I thought you meant me.
What?
Embarrassing for me.
Why?
I don't know. Somehow, whenever I speak to Robin, I always end up feeling a fool.
And how's my lovely wife? Give us a kiss. You don't know how wonderful it is to see you there.
Oh, I do, I do.
I'll leave you lovebirds to it.
Oh, did you want a drink, Caroline? Oh, what about Mr. Willie?
Oh, it'll keep.
Tactful woman. Always liked her. What about that kiss?
In the public bar with the vicar watching.
I don't care who's watching.
Everyone's looking.
Let them. You're back. That's all that matters to me.
Well, what do you think?
It's nicely arranged.
What there is of it. You don't have to be tactful.
I don't like cluttered antique shops. Makes everything look like junk, even if it isn't. He's got some nice pieces.
But not many of them. I do hope he's going to make a success of this.
Oh, I'm sure he will, with Nelson to hold his hand.
It's still a risk, and things can go so wrong. Look at us in the 2J studio.
It wasn't the same thing at all. We were such amateurs.
Seems like a lifetime ago.
Mind you, Roger was saying... Oh, that's a nice clock. I could do something like that for my sitting room.
Roger was saying what?
Oh, just he was surprised I hadn't got a proper job.
Does he know about Alice?
Of course. He was just surprised the family absorbed all my energy and talent.
He always was a smooth talker.
It was just an observation, Jill.
You've seen him again, then?
No, he rang to speak to Debbie.
But he'd rather talk to you.
No, she was out. I couldn't be rude to him.
Couldn't you? I think I could.
He is Debbie's father.
A fact he's conveniently forgotten for the last 15 years.
But if he wants to make up for it now...
That's between him and Debbie, surely. No need for you to get involved.
I'm not.
That must be a relief to Brian.
Oh, Brian wouldn't worry.
Isn't he?
Well,
you have told him that you've seen Roger.
I didn't see much point. As you see, it's really between him and Debbie.
Oh, Jenny, you must. You don't want him to hear it from Roger, do you?
He won't.
You've arranged that with him?
Well, no, he won't see Brian very often, and even if he did, nothing...
Tell him.
It's all so confusing.
All the more reason to have the whole thing out in the open.
I suppose you're right. Oh, morning, Kenton. We were just admiring your stock.
What there is of it.
Great, isn't it?
A half-empty shop.
You've sold so much already.
Better than that. I've rented it out.
Rented it? Who to?
A friend of mine runs a small video company. They're doing a shoot over at Hayden Barrow, and they needed some oldie-worldy furniture.
What friend?
Oh, you wouldn't know him, Mum.
Oh, so it's going to be on television. That'll be a good advertisement for you.
Well, not exactly. It's some kind of training film.
What do they need antique furniture for?
Oh, I didn't go into all the details. We're going to make a lot of money out of it. That's the most important thing. And for doing nothing. I'll still be able to sell the stuff afterwards.
Aren't you sure it isn't more complicated than that? Have you spoken to Nilsson about
it? Oh, don't fuss, Mum. I know what I'm doing. The only problem is I haven't quite got all the pieces they need. You know Dad's writing desk?
No.
They only need it till the end of the week.
Then it shouldn't be too difficult for you to find one, should it?
Oh, hello, Caroline. I was just checking if the frost had damaged my bedding plants.
It was a nasty one. They all right?
Seem to be. Do you mind if I just finish looking? Mm. Then I'll make you some coffee. I won't keep you long. I just wanted a quiet word about Jack.
Yes, I thought you might.
And Cathy moving back to the Bull. He's terribly worried about it.
Oh, dear. We did try to explain that it won't change anything at the health club.
Won't it? I mean, I'm delighted, of course. I'm sure she's doing the right thing.
Oh, so am I.
But if it's going to cause problems with her work, well, naturally, Jack's concerned.
I'm sure it won't.
Are you really?
Yes.
Jack thinks if she gets more involved in helping Sid at the Bull...
Look, Mrs. Woolley, I'm sure Cathy wouldn't mind if I told you this. One of the reasons she felt things started to go wrong between her and Sid was because she was getting involved with a Bull.
Oh, I see.
And she's very anxious not to make that mistake again.
I think she's very wise.
Do you?
You forget, Caroline. I ran the Bull myself. I know what a strain it can put on a marriage.
Yes, of course.
It was the other way round with us. I was the landlady. I know my husband found that hard at times.
So you can reassure Mr. Woolley he's got nothing to worry about. Cathy's determined to continue making a success of her work.
Yes, I see. Oh, how about that coffee?
Morning, Aunt Peggy. Oh, hello, Caroline.
Morning, Kenton.
Oh, that was well timed. We're just going in for coffee.
Oh, I wouldn't say no. It's a sharp morning.
Would you mind if I dashed off? Now you've got Kenton to keep you company.
Oh, no, of course not.
I thought I might sneak a look at Ippy.
Oh, yes. Jack told me about the accident. How is he?
Well, I hope he's on the mend now. He did have a nasty swelling, but Robin's given him some more antibiotics.
Seems a smart chap. I hear he's given Mike some good advice.
Who told you that? Not Robin, I hope.
Oh, I'm sure he wouldn't. He's very discreet.
Oh, no. Dave and Ruth got it from Mike himself. They want to rent Len's place. You know, Red House Farm.
Do they?
Yeah, Empire Building. I don't think Brookfield's big enough for both of them.
But Mike wasn't interested, surely. He couldn't afford it.
Well, that didn't stop him wanting to invest in Tony's dairy.
Exactly. He's been having such crazy ideas lately. They were surprised to hear him talking a bit of sense for once and admitting it was impossible. But that was because Robin had talked him out of it.
Good for him. I'm sure he's going to be a great asset to the village.
Yes. If you'll excuse me.
Yes, of course. Bye, Caroline.
Bye.
And thanks for putting my mind at rest.
She's been giving you good advice, too. Seems to be the week for it.
Not exactly. Just some useful information.
Now, isn't that a coincidence? That's exactly what I've come to you for.
Really?
Yes. You're by way of being an expert on Georgian furniture, aren't you?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I have got some nice pieces.
I know, which is why I'm sure you're going to be a great help to me.
You should have consulted me first.
There wasn't time.
What on earth is the point of having a more experienced partner if you don't use my expertise?
He's an old mate, Nelson. He was in a bit of a fix. His usual contacts let him down.
Why, I wonder? Unpaid bills? The furniture returned in black plastic bags only fit for use as firewood?
Oh, that's not very likely. What's the point of using antique furniture if you're going to ruin it?
What do they care? Once it's been shot, it's just something handy to stand on.
Sam's not like that.
I wish I shared your optimism. Still, as long as we're adequately insured.
No, he's looking after that side of things.
What? Kenton, are you completely mad?
I told you, he's a mate. It'll be all right.
A mate? So no doubt you shook hands on it. Gentleman's agreement and all that rubbish. Nothing written down.
Of course there is.
Let me see it. It might not be too late to salvage something from the ruin.
I've left it in the shop. Anyway, he's collected most of the stuff already. Nearly cleared us out, actually.
Oh, good. That'll make a wonderful impression on our new customers. An antique shop with no antiques.
He'll have it all back by Friday. Oh, morning, Jennifer.
Morning.
And what are you going to tell the customers in the meantime? That we've been burgled?
I'll get it sorted.
It would have been better if we had been. At least we're insured for that. What can I get you, Jennifer?
Dry white wine, please.
There's no need to worry. We're going to clean up on this deal.
We're going to be cleaned out.
Is this your arrangement with the video company?
Video? I thought it was Paramount Pictures at least.
What does it matter as long as they pay?
Sounds like easy money. Kenton was saying they've hired the staff for 5% of what it's worth.
5%?
Yeah. Pretty good, huh?
Oh, my God, we're ruined.
Isn't that enough?
No, it's not. 7.5 is the absolute minimum.
Well, he is a pal. And it was cash in hand.
And it should be a percentage of the higher value, which is considerably more than the actual value.
Why?
To take into account the fact that a Steinway piano may well be returned to you painted white and with nails sticking out of it where they've decided to fix hanging baskets.
You're kidding.
Yes, I wish I was. Does this friend of yours have a second name, or isn't he that kind of friend?
There's no need for you to get in touch with him. I'll sort it.
I wasn't going to. I was going to ask Rosemary to check if he was wanted for fraud.
I'll go now. Will that make you happy?
Take a dustpan and brush. You'll need it to sweep up the bits.
Nelson, that wasn't very kind.
I don't feel very kind. Neither would you if you discovered your business partner as the financial acumen of Wilkins Micawber.
You're such a good businessman.
If I'm allowed to be.
Not like when Jill and I were running the 2J studio. We were both so naive.
I'd quite forgotten about your little foray into the trade.
Oh, it was a long time ago. How's Rosemary, anyway?
Rosemary? Oh, fine. Thinking of taking her sergeant's exam soon.
Oh, sensible girl. No marriage plans yet, then?
Not that she's telling me.
And she's still got the same boyfriend, Peter, was it?
Yes, more's the pity.
What does her mother think about it?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Rosemary doesn't talk to you about her?
There's not much to talk about.
When you found Rosemary again...
She found me.
Yes, of course. But you weren't interested in seeing Nancy again, then?
No, I'm afraid I don't have very warm feelings towards a woman who couldn't be bothered to tell me I had a daughter.
She married, didn't she?
I don't think you've paid me for your drink yet, Jennifer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here you are.
Thank you. Every little helps, especially now I've got Kenton to support.
And you wouldn't be very interested in meeting Rosemary's stepfather?
What an extraordinary idea. No, I wouldn't.
But he brought Rosemary up.
You think I should thank him? I'm afraid I'm not that altruistic.
I suppose Nancy might not like it.
Do you terribly mind if we change the subject, Jennifer? It really doesn't interest me very much. Tell me what else Kenton said about this so-called deal.
Hello, darling. How's it going?
Oh, not too bad. It's quite slack at the moment.
I expect they're all saving it up for the middle of the night.
Well, that's Sammy's problem.
I brought you some tea.
Oh, that's kind. I could have come into the house.
I wanted a quiet word, actually.
Quiet? With this lot?
Away from the children.
Oh, that sounds ominous. It's not that man again, is it?
Sort of.
Well, what's he done now? If he's upset Debbie...
No, it's not about Debbie. It's about me.
You?
I should have told you this before.
What?
I met him, Roger. I met him.
What?
When he first got in touch.
You knew about it all the time.
No, no, look, if you just let me explain...
You'd better. You met him 3 weeks ago and you've only just got round to telling me.
I thought Debbie was seeing Simon again and I followed her, only I got there first and I met Roger. It's as simple as that.
Is it? So why have you only just got round to telling me?
Well, I didn't think he was going to keep on coming. I thought it would all blow over. There'd be no need to upset you.
Not upset me? It was bad enough Debbie keeping secrets from me. Now I find you're in on it too.
It's not a conspiracy.
It feels like one.
I know. We've been going about this in quite the wrong way.
We? Nobody seemed very interested in my opinion.
Oh, darling, that's not true. I wouldn't have hurt you for the world.
You've got a funny way of showing it. Does Debbie know you've seen him?
Well, yes,
but... Oh, great. More secrets.
Oh, it was wrong of me. We should have faced it together as a family.
Whose family? Mine or his?
Look, Brian, I think it would be a good idea if we asked him to dinner.
What? You want to give a dinner party for that man?
For you, darling. I want to show you how much we love you.
By asking your ex-husband to dinner?
So he can see you're Debbie's true father, so he can see how happy we all are.
And then he'll leave us all alone. I don't know.
Trust me, darling. The sooner this is all out in the open, the sooner we can get back to normal again. I was thinking about Thursday.
This Thursday?
Oh, Brian, please. Let's get it over with. Then we can be a real family again.
Oh, yes, Joe. You look very smart. Just let me straighten your tie.
Come here. A bit of a whiff of mothballs. Do you want some of the aftershave?
Oh, Claire. Don't want the other prisoners to get the wrong impression.
You're not going to prison.
They take you straight from court, so I've left me will in the dresser drawer.
Didn't know you'd made a will.
And my coffin money's under the mattress.
Am I in it?
Oh, shut up, Eddie. I wish I could come with you.
That's all right, Clary. I'm glad you won't be there to witness my shame.
We'll be back by the time you've taken William to the dentist, then, your old...
I shan't be. I shall be handcuffed to a warder at Allerton Junction. If me farmer's lung gets bad, I'd like you to write to Her Majesty.
I'm sure she'll be fascinated.
I'll throw myself on her mercy. I'd like to die at home.
Oh, Joe.
Cue the violins. Look, they'll give you a fine. That's bad enough.
A fine? With Phil Archer on the bench, if he had his way, I'd be on the next boat to Australia.
Don't do that anymore. Any road, he won't be on the bench.
As you know, he's a magistrate, isn't he?
Because I had a word with David.
Oh, what'd he say?
You've been consorting with the enemy? The bloke what shot me? Oh, sharper than a serpent's tooth to have an ungrateful child.
Not as bad as having an ungrateful parent. If that's all the thanks I'm going to get, I shan't put your mind at rest.
Oh, go on, Eddie. What did he say?
They're all going over to look at Red House Farm this morning.
There you are, Joe.
Right after Lensland.
It looks like
isn't
it.
Isn't that typical? It adjoins to us. We should have it.
Where would we find the rent money?
Well, if you got off your backside and did a bit of work occasionally...
Oh, that's rich. What, this from the man who's going to bankrupt the farm because he couldn't be bothered to dip his sheep?
Eddie, don't.
Ah, that's right. Kick a man when he's due.
Well, you start, Eddie. All this hanging round's getting on me nerves. Let's get off.
Maybe you should. The traffic might be bad. You don't want to be late.
We don't want to go at all.
And you really would be in trouble. Oh, come on. Let's get it over with.
Come on now. Mind my ankles. Oh, hello, Pat.
Hi.
What can I do for you?
Well, I've come to ask a favour.
I'll help if I can. What's the matter?
Oh, I was
more thinking of Ruth, though, quite frankly, I'd be grateful for anyone. I've got a crisis in the dairy.
Ruth knows more about cows than I do, but I'm
No, not with the animals. I've got this huge yogurt order. Everyone's dieting after Christmas.
Yes, I should be. Come on, you silly things.
And Sharon hasn't turned up again.
Oh, dear. She ill? Or Kylie?
Oh, I imagine she's overslept. Happened last week as well. She's doing the twilight shift at the canning factory now.
She must get back very late. What on earth does she do with Kylie?
Oh, Martha has her, or Marjorie Antrobus. Oh. It's making my life very difficult. We depend on the yoghurt. It's the mainstay of the business.
Yes, it must be.
And I've got to get into Borchester this morning. I've got so many bills to pay. All final demands.
Oh, dear. Are things that bad?
No, I got the money. Well, I have when I've been to the bank. It's just finding the time to do it. I keep telling Tony we should have standing orders.
So, you need help this morning?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Pat. I'm afraid everybody's out or going out.
Oh, well, doesn't matter.
David and Ruth have gone to look at Red House Farm. Phil was supposed to be going too, but he's just had a call from the magistrate's clerk.
He's in court? Oh, I see.
Well, he wasn't supposed to be, but someone's gone down with flu, and I've got to drive him in because of his leg. I suppose you could ask him what Bert's doing.
Oh, don't be silly, Jill. You can't take Bert away from his work. No, it's my problem. I'll just have to sort something out.
Oh, hello, Pat. Oh, all right.
Phil?
What brings you down here?
She's looking for someone to give her a hand with the yoghurt. But I've just been saying we're all out this morning.
Yeah, afraid we are. And Tony's busy, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, he's in the same boat. A big carrot order from the co-op, and we can't let them down.
And Mike's helping him. And David said he was working up at your place.
Yeah, I did think about Mike, but he was so touchy.
Ruth said she thought he was a bit better lately.
Yeah, I think he is coming out of it, but I don't want to send him back down again. He thinks he's being asked to do women's work.
Oh, I'd rather be indoors this weather than digging carrots up.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, maybe it's worth a try. Anyway, look, I mustn't keep you.
I could see how long Phil's likely to be. Maybe I could come back in between.
Oh, don't be silly. Why should you exhaust yourself just because we're badly organised?
It's not your fault. Sharon's let you down.
Oh, she's the problem, is she?
Yeah, well, it's difficult for her. She needs all the money she can get.
I thought you were paying her over the odds.
The going rate. You don't want to listen to Tony. Oh, I'll try, Mike. It can't do any harm.
Good luck.
Thanks. Have a good day in court.
Oh, I don't suppose they've got anything exciting for me. Just lots of idiots who think they can drink and drive.
Well, I hope you make sure they never want to do it again.
Oh, don't worry, Pat. They keep the black cat handy when they know Phil's coming to court.
Yeah, I should sue you for slander. I'm filling in for Myra. And compared with her, I'm a pushover.
We knew we shouldn't have come so early.
Shut up and drink your tea.
Oh, I daren't. Suppose I used to go to the toilet in the middle of the case.
Been three times already.
Well, it's me nerves. Always affects me bladder.
Speak up a bit, Dad. I don't think everyone heard that.
Rough looking lot, ain't he? Wonder what he's done. Is that one with the scar?
Why don't you go and ask him?
I think that I should be forced to mix with criminals at my time of life.
You live with Alf long enough, you should be used to it.
Don't you talk about your brother like that. He's paid his debt to society.
Eh, several times.
Just got in with the wrong crowd.
Just let me open the door for you, darling.
Right. That's Jill Archer. What's she doing here?
Yeah. Lodging a bicycle without lights.
Just a bit tricky with Mr.
Yeah. That's Phil Archer. Thought you said he wasn't coming.
That's what David told
me. You trusted him. He shot me.
Why should he lie up like something
it's
like
that? It's a conspiracy. They're all in it. Will you never learn?
Oh, hello, Joe.
Judas.
I beg your pardon.
Not you, him.
Hey, now, just a minute, Joe.
You couldn't bear him, is he, could you? You couldn't pass up a chance to see me suffer.
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry about this. I wasn't expecting to see you. I understand he's upset.
You weren't supposed to be here.
No, but
someone was here.
But you have to finish what your son started. You won't rest till we're all inside.
Dad.
Now listen to me,
Joe. If you just let Phil explain.
Why should I listen to you? I'll hear you soon enough, won't I, when you send me down.
You're not doing yourself any favours, Dad.
I am not going to sentence you.
You expect me to believe that? This is a set of a show trial like they have in Russia.
Please calm down.
Well, what's the use? He's going to believe what he wants to believe.
You might show a bit of loyalty to a fellow farmer.
That's
but you saw the chance to make a bit of money out of this, didn't you? Look,
what are you accusing me of? I should be very careful.
Eddie, can't you do something? Tell them to lock you up and throw away the key.
They're going
to
do that any row so they can get their hands on Red House Farm.
What?
Oh, it all fits into place now. I thought she was just being spiteful. Oh. I might have known there was money behind
it. Look, I'm warning you, Joe.
Phil, you can see he's not himself.
What do you want to
see? They wants to ruin us so they can get that land.
Look, Eddie, if you don't take your father away and calm him down, I shall get one of the court officials.
Yeah, come on, Dad. You've done enough. We'll have you for this. There must be some law against it.
Well, really, in all my time as a magistrate, I've never seen such a disgraceful exhibition.
He's an old man. He's under a lot of pressure.
He is. What about me?
Why didn't you just tell him you'd declared an interest and weren't going to try his case?
It may have escaped your notice, but he wouldn't let me get a word in edgeways. It's lucky for him I'm not on the bench.
Now, Phil, you're not going to take this any further.
No, I'm not. I have some respect for the law. And I think I've wasted enough valuable time on Joe Grundy.
Oh, hello, Usha.
Hi.
Mind if I join you?
Please do. It's busy today, isn't it?
Oh, certainly is. I thought it might be quieter now the sales are over. Oh, well, perhaps they're all like me, come in to pay their bills.
Yes. It's a bit of a shock after Christmas.
You can say that again. I just thought I'd grab a very quick lunch.
Well, Underwoods is great for that.
Mm. So, how are you finding life in the country?
It's very interesting.
It's a tactful way of putting it.
No, I mean it. I'll be honest, I thought the work might be less varied than in the city practice. But that isn't true at all.
Well, if all your clients are like Sharon, I should think it's never a dull moment.
She discussed her case with you, has she?
Oh, I'm sorry, isn't she supposed to?
No, 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 that's fine. I'm just surprised. I never seem to get much response from her.
Oh, that's Sharon for you. She doesn't give much away.
No, you're right there.
I had to declare an interest. I thought if she was getting paid more at the canning factory, she might not want to work for me anymore.
That's a possibility you would need to consider.
It's not working out like that, is it? She said it could take 6 months.
Yes, that's right.
She doesn't seem to appreciate how much work you must have done to get them to the stage when they're willing to negotiate with the union.
I'm glad you said that.
Oh, I was very impressed.
Thank you.
Oh, you mustn't get too depressed. I think she was expecting a jump in her wage packet by the end of the week.
I did explain it might not be that simple.
She's lucky you took the case on at all. You can't be making much from it.
That's not the point, though, is it?
I don't think so. I say, it's nice to find a kindred spirit.
I can appreciate Sharon's point of view. She doesn't want to rock the boat, in case there's a chance of full-time work.
Hmm, is there?
I'm afraid you'll have to ask her that.
Oh, of course. Sorry. Ah, that would explain a lot.
Could I squeeze in here?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, Jill, yes, of course you can.
You got in then, Pat? Yes. I asked Mike and he was quite happy about helping out.
That's a good sign. Hello, Usha, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
She was just saying how interesting she was finding life in the country.
You should have been in the magistrate's court this morning.
Well, what happened?
Did Phil have a difficult case?
No, he didn't have a case at all. The first one on the list was Joe Grundy's, so of course he had to declare an interest.
Oh, yes.
What was the problem if Phil wasn't trying his case?
Joe thought he was. He made a terrible scene.
How embarrassing for Mr. Archer.
He's recovered. I'm still shaking.
That has nothing to do with you.
David reported him.
Quite right, too. If everyone dipped their sheep properly, we could eradicate sheep scab entirely.
And that would be a good thing.
Oh, yes.
I know it is very important. But I sat in on the case, and they've given him an enormous fine.
It is his second offence.
Yes, but £2,000. They simply don't have that kind of money.
They could apply to pay in instalments.
Plus 200 costs. They'd be paying it off till the next century.
I don't think they could take that long. More like 1,000 down and the rest in the next 6 months.
Will they have told Joe that?
I don't know if he was in a fit state to take it in. He had a terrible coughing fit after they sentenced him.
Oh, I know it's hard, Jill, but they've just got to make people take dipping seriously.
I'm sure it was a fair judgment.
On Joe and Eddie, perhaps. But what about poor Clary?
Is there any pudding?
Fruit, cheese and biscuits.
That all?
We're going to have an enormous meal tonight. Salad's not very filling at this time of year, is it, Dad?
No, especially when you've been out in the lammy shed half the night.
Well, I'm sorry, but I've got all this cooking to do for this evening.
I could have helped.
It's all right, I'm better on my own.
Well, where's this cheese, then?
Where it usually is.
Oh, you sit down, Dad. I'll get it for you.
You have got the wine up.
No, I haven't, funnily enough.
You will remember, won't you?
Here we are, Dad.
Oh, that's more like it.
Oh, you can't eat that, darling. That's for tonight. There's some cheddar somewhere.
I'd wanted a ploughman's lunch. I could have gone to the Bull.
Maybe it would have been easier if we'd taken Roger out to dinner.
The whole point is to give him a family meal. Where did I put that oregano?
Maybe it would have been easier. He wasn't coming at all.
Well, you know you think it's a good idea.
I know you do.
It's not going to give the impression of a very united family if you two are going to keep arguing.
We're not. Oh, sure, I have some.
Is there any coffee? Are you saving that for tonight, too?
Well, can you see to it, darling? I'm busy.
I'll do it, Dad.
No, it's all right. The time I was going anyway.
I've got to show the memo. I want that jump set.
Maybe you could take Roger out to see the rides. In the dark?
Oh,
show him a family enterprise. Something we're all involved in.
That'd be a first. I'll see you later.
Oh, don't forget the wine. Oh, dear. Hope your father isn't going to be difficult.
Which one?
Brian, of course. You feel he's your true father, don't you?
Of course I do. He might not think you do, the way you're carrying on.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. The whole point of this evening is to show Roger...
It's a united family we are, yes. So you keep saying.
I hoped it would make things easier for you.
Easier for me?
I don't want you to feel torn.
Yeah, well, maybe you should have thought about that before you divorced him. I'm sorry, Mum. I didn't mean that.
He left me, Debbie.
I know. I can't see why you're so anxious to impress him.
I'm not.
Mum, you've thought of nothing else since you had the idea.
I just wanted to be a success.
Why should that matter so much?
For your sake.
You needn't bother then.
Well, don't you like him?
Yes, I do. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately?
It'd be much easier if I didn't.
Oh, Debbie, I'm sorry.
I don't want you to feel guilty about me. I just wish you'd be honest with yourself.
What do you mean?
This evening's for you.
It's not.
I think it is. I think you want to show Roger that you've got along without him very well.
No, Well, maybe.
And you have. You managed brilliantly when he went. It's only now I'm an adult myself I appreciate how well you did.
There you are, Joe. I've been looking for you everywhere.
Yeah, here I am.
What you doing out here?
Thinking of what might have been. If Cameron Fraser had put up the money to develop my spring water.
There's no point in thinking about it, Joe.
If we could have got the money from Susan's premium bond. What must she think of me now I brought the family to ruin?
Oh, she'd understand.
Well, I don't. I don't understand why I gets all the bad luck and none of the good. It's like a curse.
Hello, Joe. Clary.
Clary, you got some nerve.
Don't start it, won't I?
How dare you set foot on my land? How dare you?
I know you've got some reason to be angry with our family.
Some reason? 2,000 reasons.
I have honestly come to try and help.
You might as well listen. Lord knows we need help.
Oh, yeah. And we've had a lot of help from the archers, haven't we, eh? David Archer helped me into court. Phil Archer helped me to a whacking
that
fight.
That isn't true. You know Phil didn't have anything to do with it.
No, I don't. No, get off my leg. Now go on, go on, get off.
Perhaps it would be better, Mrs. You can pay the fine in instalments, you know.
What?
That's what I came to tell you. I've checked with the court,
oh, and there you are, Joe. I told you you didn't listen in court.
Don't make it much better, though, do it?
Oh, Joe, it was kind of Mrs. Archer to let us know.
Kind?
You've got to fill in some forms from the court.
Oh, yeah, a means testing. What are you up with that?
I know it doesn't solve the problem. I just thought it might make things easier.
Yes, it might.
It would have made things easier if you didn't have to pay it in the first place.
You did break the law.
Now, look, missus, I'm in enough trouble. I don't need no lecture from you.
All right, Joe. I'll go. If you want to talk to me about it, Clary.
Oh, yeah, okay. Thank you, Mrs. Archer.
Right. Goodbye, Joe.
Go on, get off with you. £2,000.
We might be able to pay a bit of it straight away, Joe.
How? Sell a couple of cows?
Well, I got a bit put by. That's what I was saving for the boys.
Oh, no. I couldn't touch that. My Susan had turned in her grave.
Well, I'm sure she'd understand.
Robbing her grandsons. Robbing their future.
They ain't going to have no future if we can't pay this fine.
Please, Joe. I lay awake all last night thinking about it.
You're a good girl, Clary. I don't know what you're seeing already.
Neither do I sometimes.
Well, it was a good day for this family when he talked you into marrying him. No, I can't take the boy's money.
Well, let me phone for them forms then and see if we can pay in instalments.
I suppose so.
Yeah, I'll phone for the forms.
Well, Eddie left off out. He'll just have to get off his backside and do a bit of work for once.
This is delicious, Jennifer.
I'm glad you like it.
It's the oregano that makes all the difference.
You can say that again.
So, tell me about this incinerator business, Brian.
You can't possibly be interested.
I am. I've been hearing the most extraordinary rumours.
Who from? Been looking up your old chums in the village.
I tell you who I did bump into the other day in Feltbisham.
Your business is bringing up here quite a lot, isn't it?
A lot of book sales this time of the year. Old Murray.
Murray Phillips? No!
More wine, Dad.
No, thanks, darling.
He asked after you.
Did he? I got no idea he'd moved back into the area. Things didn't work out in London then.
Who is this?
An old flame of your mother's.
Oh, what rubbish.
Oh, come on, he always had a soft spot for you.
Oh, me and half the female population of Borsetshire.
So what have you decided about the incinerator, Dad?
I don't really think we want to discuss dead animals at the dinner table.
Is it commercially viable to have your own incinerator?
No, that's the problem.
Murray Phillips. Is he still with Angela?
Good God, no. He went out east and found himself a Filipino bride.
You're joking.
That's disgusting.
Oh, I don't know. Having a wife who hung on your every word might be rather pleasant.
Rather dull, I should think.
Do you remember Murray, darling? He was very fond of you when you were a little girl.
I bet he was. How creepy.
Your little girl's very advanced, isn't she, Brian? We had quite a conversation.
Oh, I hope she stays asleep.
I'm sorry I missed your other daughter. Out at a party?
Kate's, yes, but...
But I'm here, aren't I, Dad?
Murray took us all punting on the Am once, didn't he?
Yes, he fell in.
Was that him? And didn't he try and sing to me or something?
That's right. And you were a bit scared, I think.
Not until he started to sing, she was.
Something extraordinary.
Gary Glitter, leader of the gang. Anyone less like Gary Glitter than old Murray.
That's right. And you got very cross, Debbie, and you said, no, I'm the leader of the gang.
Did I? What a terrible child I must have been.
You were lovely.
Will you excuse me? Just let me check on that you.
Oh, darling, must you? I was just going to serve the next course.
Dad.
Carry on. Shan't be long.
Oh, Mum,
I'm sorry about this, Roger. A farmer's life, you know.
I think I'll just find out how long Dad thinks he's going to be.
Oh, would you, darling? That would be useful. Well, another glass of wine while we're waiting.
She's very fond of him, isn't she?
Naturally. He brought her up.
And you're obviously very happy.
Why shouldn't I be? Was I supposed to fall to pieces when you left me?
No, I never thought you would.
It made it all right, knowing I'd cope.
Of course not.
Well, you were right. I have coped. And I'm very happy with the way things have turned out.
And I'm not. I've missed seeing Debbie grow up.
That was your choice, Roger.
And a bad one, in every possible way.
No use regretting the past. It's the future that counts.
Maybe. Thank you for letting me be part of the present, at least.
Here you are. I couldn't see you.
Huh. Do I look that much like a sheep?
No, of course not.
I'm holding up the proceedings, am I? Jenny sent you to fetch me.
No. What's the matter here, then?
Oh, that you had a lamb who died. This lamb was motherless. I wanted to see if they'd taken to each other.
Have they?
Oh, yeah. Look at her sucking away. Mm. Quite happy.
She's getting what she needs from that ewe, isn't she? That's what counts.
Oh. Is this deep, Debbie? Are you trying to tell me something?
That I love you. That you gave me what I needed. Roger was just a memory.
He's real enough now. Oh, I can't help it. I'm just jealous of him.
But there's no need. I've told you.
It's not rational. Jealousy never is.
I don't know what I can say.
You don't need to say anything. It's your fault. You've been a lovely daughter. I mean, I've always had a much easier relationship with you than with Kate. Or even Alice.
But you've never made any difference between us.
But there is one. And maybe I get on better with you because you're not mine. Maybe Kate and Alice are too like me. You're like him.
Oh, I'm not. I look like Mum, Granny P.
You wrinkle your nose up when you're thinking.
What?
He does. You make circles on the table with your fingers when you're bored.
Do I?
And he was doing it when I was talking about the incinerator. That's why I had to stop. No, I just can't cope with seeing bits of you in him.
How do you think I feel? Things he says sometimes, and I think, but I thought that was just me.
So you are getting close.
No. Well, maybe in a way. Oh, I don't know.
And I don't know either. And I went along with Jenny saying we could all be civilised and open, because usually she knows what she's talking about when that kind of thing's concerned.
Well, I wouldn't trust her judgment at the moment.
But when the three of you were laughing just now, I felt like a stranger at my own table. Oh. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
I don't think any of us do.
But I'm not a new man, Debbie. I wanted to smash his face in.
Oh, Dad.
I did. That's why I had to come out. I wanted to say they're mine. Leave them alone. Leave us alone.
Oh, no.
It's dreadful, isn't it? Jenny's always going on about admitting your feelings. What's the point of admitting to feelings like that?
I'm glad you have.
And I've told you I feel that you belong to me, and I don't want to let you go. Talk about the heavy father.
You belong to me, and I don't want to let you go. And I shan't, whatever it takes.
Oh, now that looks much better.
Oh, hello, Robin. Hello, Pat. Yes, sir, I thought I'd walk him round a bit to see how it held up.
Would you like me to take a look?
It will put my mind at rest.
No trouble. Go on, Patch. Go and run round for a bit.
Steady now, Ippy. There's a good fellow.
It's all right, boy. It's only me. Oh, yes. Hardly any trace of the swelling now.
The antibiotics certainly did the trick. Mm.
Do you know that wonderful story of James Herriot's about the first time he used them?
No.
Heard of cows dying before his eyes. Mm. So he thought this new drug was worth a try. When he came back, he thought he must be in the wrong field. All the picture of health chewing the cud.
Must have been a wonderful moment.
Like a miracle. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. You don't believe in them.
That was a scientific discovery.
Quite an inspiration, though, wouldn't you say? Guessing you could develop a wonder drug from mouldy bread?
I don't think it was quite as simple as that.
And I thought I'd come up with an example that might convert you.
I really don't need... You're teasing me, aren't you?
Just a little. I'm sorry. But I'm like your horse and my dog. I need a little mental exercise.
Perhaps I should offer it at the health club. Oh, talking of which, I better get on.
How's Cathy?
Never better. We need to rearrange a few schedules. I must see her before I go into Borchester.
Are you going to be there at lunchtime? I've got to go in myself.
You surely don't want to share a meal with me. After what happened last time.
I enjoyed it. It was...
I know. Mental exercise. Well, that'd be very nice.
Where shall we meet?
Oh, Nelson's Wine Bar. About one?
Fine. I shall look forward to it.
Good. Oh, look. Another early riser.
Debbie Aldridge, isn't it?
She's a long way from home. Hi, Debbie.
Oh, hello.
New Year's resolution?
Sorry?
Walk before breakfast.
Oh, I didn't sleep very well.
Nothing like a brisk walk to blow away the cobwebs?
Yes. I think I'll give you P another turn now you've checked him out.
Fine. See you later.
Right.
Lovely horse.
Yes. Debbie, tell me to mind my own business, if you like. But is something the matter?
Is it that obvious?
If it would help to talk.
There isn't really anything to talk about.
Fair enough.
My father's come back. My, what's the right word? Natural father.
Oh.
So that's nice, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, he's happy to see me. I'm happy to see him. Sort of, but I'm happy with Brian. Mum's been happy with Brian, so everything in the garden is lovely. We can all be civilised about it.
It's not a very civilised relationship, parent and child. Very primitive emotions. Mm. Some of them not easy to face.
I thought you were supposed to believe in the family. The family. Which one, though?
Good question. It'd be rather hypocritical of me to take that kind of attitude, as I don't live with the mother of my children.
You're... Oh, good heavens.
I'm not trying to hide it. The church wardens know. It's just... Well, it's complicated.
You're telling me.
We were divorced after I was called to the priesthood. But I like to think it makes me more able to understand how difficult things can be.
Have you come up with any answers?
I don't think there are any. Just try to stay loving.
But it's loving that causes the problems, isn't it?
Look at it. Just look at it.
I am.
Look at that joint. It's sheared right off. What on earth did they do with it?
They stood on it to fix the lights, as I told you they would.
Well, that's the last time I do him a favour. And he didn't even bother to insure it.
Well, of course he didn't. I told you that was up to you. I'm not going to say I told you so.
Oh, yes, you are. You just did.
I'm going to say, why didn't you listen to me? Why didn't you come to me in the first place? What on earth is the point of me being your partner?
Oh, no, I don't believe it. Hide it quick.
What?
The table. Haven't we got a dust sheet or something? Hide it.
Why?
I'll see if I can stop her coming into the shop.
Oh, why do I do it? Why do I never learn? Why do I always let my good nature get the better of me?
Aunt Peggy, what a nice surprise.
Hello, Kenton. I was just coming in.
Yes, I thought you might be, to see your table.
I did wonder what it would look like in the window, and I want to get over to Jennifer. Oh.
It's not there. I can explain.
Oh, that's all right.
It is?
But it's not a very big window, is it? I expect it looks just as good inside.
Yes, it's a very handsome piece.
I'll just take a peek while I'm here.
Oh, no.
Peggy, how nice to see you. You've come to buy, I hope?
No, I've come to see my table. I couldn't resist seeing how it would look all polished up.
Oh? What's this, Kenton? Do Do I gather you've taken up a sideline as a French polisher?
I said I'd get it done as compensation for Aunt Peggy being kind enough to lend us her table.
Oh, it's her table, is it?
Lend us her table to fill up the shop while the other pieces were being used by the video company.
How enterprising of you.
So, where is it? Still at the polisher's?
Yes, that's it. I'm afraid so.
You did say I'd have it back by the end of the week.
Oh, I should get on the phone to them immediately. What's the number?
They had a rush on.
A rush of French polishing?
I am awfully sorry. I promise I'll have it for you by Monday.
I suppose that will do.
Good as new.
That'll be a miracle.
They do work miracles.
They'll need to.
It wasn't in such bad condition.
It wasn't?
A Monday morning on the dot. Now, aren't you going to be late for Jennifer's?
Oh, there's not much point in me staying here. 9 o'clock then, Kenton.
On the dot.
Bye, Nelson.
Bye.
Was close.
I presume that dust sheet shrouds the last remains of what was once Peggy's pride and joy.
I'm afraid so. Nelson.
Oh, no. You got yourself into this, Kenton. You get yourself out of it.
So it went well, did it?
Fine. A very enjoyable evening.
Did you think so, Debbie?
It was interesting.
Yes, it was. Roger's led such a varied life.
Well, that's one way of putting it. And he got on well with Brian?
Oh, yes, they were chatting away.
Roger was.
Oh, Brian's always like that with new people. He likes to get their measure.
Hmm. I think I should find it rather a difficult situation to cope with.
Oh, don't be so old-fashioned, Mum. Everyone gets divorced nowadays.
I shan't.
I'm pleased to hear it. Maybe it is old-fashioned to imagine that marriages should last, but...
I'm not saying it isn't very sad and painful. I just meant people are much more able to cope with it.
Are they? Where is Brian this morning?
Out to the sheep, of course.
I think I'll take him some coffee.
Well, I'll get him to come in. Then he can reassure Mum last night went well.
That will be interesting.
Oh, don't drag the poor man away from his work on my account.
I just want to convince you that everything's fine.
Why? Mum likes to think everyone's happy.
Well, we are, aren't we? A bit of a crisis, but we've weathered it. And we've welcomed a new member into our family.
What an extraordinary thing to say.
Poor Roger. You can see he's so lonely.
He's only got himself to blame for that. I don't see you need to do anything about it.
He is Debbie's father.
You're very quiet, Debbie.
How was your table, Gran? Did it look nice?
Oh, wasn't there. Kenton's having it polished.
I wouldn't have lent it to him.
I bet you would. You're too trusting, Mum. Just like Gran.
Oh, I think I'm usually quite hard-headed. But I agree with you about your mother.
Too trusting about what?
Roger, for a start.
Oh, honestly, Mum, that was all a very long time ago. We were very young.
I wasn't talking about the past.
Well, I can't see anything devious about what he's doing now, certainly.
Can't you?
It just seems odd to turn up after all these years.
He wanted to see Debbie. Seems perfectly natural to me.
Then why didn't he do it before?
Well, I don't know. You'll have to ask him yourself. I'll go and get that coffee.
Oh, I could certainly do with a cup. It's really cold today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, Debbie, I know what I've been meaning to ask you. Will Sid still be needing you at the ball now Kathy's back?
Oh, yes, I think so. Don't you like Roger, Gran?
Well,
it's all right. You won't hurt my feelings.
I expect it's very unchristian of me, but I can't forgive him.
I can understand that.
I just can't forgive him for abandoning you and Jennifer. And I don't really understand how she can.
Mum, hang on a minute. What's the matter?
Are you going to call Dad into lunch?
Yes, he gets so forgetful when lambing's on.
I know. Are you sure he's taken his pills this morning?
You know he doesn't like it if I nag him about it.
Well, maybe you could drop it into the conversation. Only I thought with him being a bit stressed...
Well, lambing's such a worry.
And the dinner party last night.
Oh, you're not going to start on at me, are you? It was bad enough with Mum.
No. I've just been thinking things over, and I want to talk to you about it.
Well, won't it keep? I've got a nice hot lunch in the oven after all the criticism I got yesterday.
You see? You feel under pressure too.
Well, lambing's always hectic.
About Roger turning up again.
I don't. I did at first, but now it's going so well.
Honestly, Mum, for someone who thinks people should be open about their feelings, you can be pretty dense about your own.
Or criticism, thank you.
You see? You see the trouble he's causing?
It's nothing to do with Roger. You and I don't ever need an excuse for a fight.
I don't think I've been fighting enough.
There's no pleasing you. What is it you want exactly?
I want everything back to normal. The way it was before Roger reappeared.
You can't turn the clock back.
Isn't that what he wants to do? He missed my childhood. He can't change that.
He wants to have a new relationship with you as an adult.
He wants to be part of my family.
He is your father.
Oh, if anyone says that again, I shall scream. Brian's my father.
Oh, you know what I mean.
No, I don't. That's the point. You belong to people who love you.
Roger loves you.
He's got a funny way of showing it, ignoring me for years and then turning up out of the blue and making everyone miserable.
I know it's been difficult, darling, but you must...
It's not worth it, Mum. It's just not worth it. I don't want to see him again. I'm going to tell him to go away.
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler, and the agricultural story editor was Anthony Parkin. It was edited and directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Vanessa Whitburn. It's 11:15. In 15 minutes' time, Chris Searle will be here to make his pick of the week. But now it's time for Newsstand with Anne Spackman.
Hello. The difference between the sexes may be all in the mind. That is to say, in the frontal lobe, the corpus callosum, the hypothalamus, and all the other bits and pieces scientists have managed to locate beneath our skulls. This week, Time magazine goes inside the brain to discover what little boys and girls are really made of.
Melissa Hines is a behavioural scientist who is hoping to solve one of life's oldest riddles with a toy box full of police cars, jigsaw puzzles and Barbie dolls. Although both sexes play with all the toys available in Hines's laboratory, her work confirms what most parents already know. As a group, the boys favour sports cars and fire trucks, while the girls are drawn more often to dolls and kitchen toys.
Well, we all knew that. The real question has always been why. Was it because we, the parents, made them that way, or because their genes made them that way? It's the age-old nature versus nurture debate. 20 years ago, as Time reports, we thought we had it all sussed.
During the feminist revolution of the 1970s, talk of inborn differences in the behaviour of men and women was distinctly unfashionable, even taboo. Once sexism was abolished, so the argument ran, the world would become a perfectly equitable, androgynous place, aside from a few anatomical details. But biology has a funny way of confounding expectations.
As far as I understand from the Genetics Made Easy colour graphic, the scientists discovered three crucial differences in the brains of men and women. First, there's testosterone. Basically, the more you have, the more man you are. Secondly, there's a bundle of nerves linking the left and right sides of the brain, which is wider in women and is possibly the basis for women's...